This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Day 7. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu innamal khamru wal maisiru wal ansabu wal azlamu rijusum min amali shaitani fajtanibuhu la'allakum tuflihun. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated clearly 4 things. Allah said, O you who believe, all intoxicants, alcohol, drugs, whatever is there, whatever is not there today but may be invented, anything which intoxicates, anything which is addictive, all gambling, any form of gambling, whether it is lotteries or whether it is horse racing or any form of gambling, al-ansab and azlam, which is fortune telling, all of the tarot cards, vastu, feng shui, all of those things, are an abomination of shaitan's handiwork. Shaitan's handiwork is filthy. These are the worst of that filth. So avoid them strictly, that abomination, in order that you may be successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited these 4 things very clearly. There's no doubt about any of this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to stay far away from this. Avoid meaning what? Far away. Don't even go near it. So any income which is earned by these means is haram. Get out of it. Get completely out of it. Don't say, I will get out of it if I have an alternative. Your alternative is Allah. Allah is your Razzaq. Not another business. Get out of it. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this beautiful ayat of Surah Al-Ma'idah, إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكُ وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. This beautiful ayat is what Isa alayhi salam will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means, if you punish them, they are your slaves. You have the right to punish them, you have the power to punish them. If you punish them, they are your slaves. And if you forgive them, verily, you, only you, are the Almighty, All-Wise. We have the beautiful story in the Seerah where Usayd bin Hudayr radiallahu anhu and Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu one day decided to pray tahajjud behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they noticed that throughout the Salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this one ayah repeatedly until he finished the Salah close to the time of Fajr, the whole night. إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكُ وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. The next morning, they went to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and they said, Ya Rasulullah, we prayed behind you, we saw you doing this, please can you tell us why? He said, I was making dua for my ummah. By this ayat, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam meant his own ummah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept the dua of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our favor and to save us from punishment for our evil doing. The last ayat in this set is Surah Al-An'am. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning those who refuse to heed, who refuse to take cognizance of the warnings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. Allah said, and when they forgot the warning with which they had been reminded, we opened on them the gates of every pleasant thing, until in the midst of their enjoyment in that which they were given, all of a sudden we took them to punishment, and lo, they were plunged into destruction with deep regrets and sorrows. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say that when they refused to accept, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stopped them. He punished them right away, or he restricted all the goodness that he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be open. If you are insisting on being disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be given the opportunity to do more until the day comes when you are caught. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens whichever door we want. If we want the door of obedience, that will be open for us. If we want the door of disobedience, that will also be open for us. We make the choice. We choose. Nobody is forced into Jannah. Nobody is forced into Jahannam. We choose. And that is why I say to myself and I say to you, choose wisely. Because that is where we are going to land. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave that key to us. The key to Jannah is in our hands. And that key is called Ita'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. and the ittiba of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.